It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern time. Join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, Gene may get his tongue. Oh man, I can't turn the alarm off. Gene can get his tongue as, what is it? My dad used to say, my tongue got wrapped around my eye teeth and I couldn't see what I was saying. But you can also have jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes when you join us for this show.
Yeah, so far we got a lot of that.
we got the jocularity part down pat. Everything else is kind of iffy.
Well, the knowledge part we got to a little bit, you know.
Oh,
on the
some
shows, know everybody can,
and you know, knowledge comes in all forms, and different people want different kinds of knowledge.
Yeah, and now I'm thinking that, oh my goodness, now I will tell you this, the knowledge that I am seeking, and I seek knowledge most of my life. I always say, count the day lost if you don't learn something new. And
true.
So what I was thinking of my knowledge that I'd like to know now is if you can impart on me the word of the day.
I have a great word of the day for you.
Awesome.
Paranomasia.
All right. I love it. Paranomasia. Okay. I'm going to ask you for the definition. I don't want to even guess.
Paranomasia is a play on words. It's a pun.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a pun. That's all it is.
That's funny. But
now, a pun is a joke exploiting the different possibilities or different meanings of a word, or the fact that there are words which sound alike but have different meanings. My husband is the king of puns, and I can't stand most of them. They are so corny. I told him, I said, look, give me the funny jokes. He said, they're all funny. I said, no, they're not. If you have a word that messes up my English language, I'm going to hurt you. So don't be coming to me using a word that shouldn't be there.
Well, I've liked puns ever since I was a kid. My dad was kind of a joker, and when I was in about second grade, I got a book from the Scholastic Book Club that said the book was called Jest in Pun. And it was amazing. That's where I got a lot of my...
Well, did you know that puns can help people communicate more economically and effectively?
Oh, cool. Tell me how.
They're a sign of intelligence.
That's cool.
And they rely on several types of words that are similar in spelling, sound, or meaning. And we've talked about homophones, homonyms, and homographs before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give you a pun that was used in advertising or headlines. New study of obesity looks for larger test group.
Wow. I wonder if that was intended, I guess.
Yeah, of course it was. Wow. Safety experts say school bus passengers should be belted.
Belt them up.
Oh, here's one that my husband would have loved. Big rig carrying fruit crashes on 210 freeway, creates jam.
That's pretty funny, though.
Now, here's one that I would groan at if my husband shared with me. Santa Claus's helpers are known to be subordinate clauses. She had a photographic memory, but never developed it. Some of them you have to think about, don't you?
Well, no, I'm sitting here shaking my head. I can't.
Sometimes it's like,
Oh my goodness.
Okay, do you know what a chicken farmer's favorite car is?
What?
A coop.
A coop, I suppose.
C-O-U-P-E. How about this one? I've been to the dentist so many times. I know the drill. You are probably going to like this and hate it at the same time, Gene. What did one plant say to another?
What did one plant say to another?
What's tomata?
I don't know. What's tomata you?
Stomata is part of a plant, right?
Yeah.
The stem part, I think, right?
It's something inside, yeah. In the flower.
Oh. I'm groaning on this one and I haven't even said it out loud. No matter how hard you push the envelope, it still remains stationary.
Wow.
Oh, this one, I don't like it. I don't know if I want to skip it or not. I'll read it. Reading while sunbathing makes you well-read.
Well-read, yeah.
Because they didn't spell the word red. Like, they spelled it like the color, not like the past tense of read.
Yeah, it makes you read.
Hey. Every calendar's days are numbered. Oh God, here's one I can't stand, but I'm going to read it just simply because that's our show today. And that's why the show is called That's Not Punny. I went to a seafood disco last week. I pulled a muscle.
Oh, dude.
Now here's one.
I have to tell you, I felt a little bad about bringing this one up, but after that one, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that, if you need an ark to save two of every animal, I know a guy. Do you need an ark to save two of every animal? I know a guy.
You know a guy, not two guys.
Noah.
No.
Well, I guess I thought I should have gone with my better judgment and not included that in our jocularity or knowledge.
I have two quotes here that Barb gave me from well-known people. One is Douglas Adams. He said, "You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish. Unless, of course, you play bass." Or bass. See, that's why I don't like puns. Because it's spelled, you know, if you're talking about a fish, it's a bass, B-A-S-S. If you're talking about a guitar, it's bass, B-A-S-S.
Right.
If you're talking about Meghan Trainor's song, it's all about that bass, no treble. Anyway, Groucho, this is what I was looking for on a previous show. Yay! I love how serendipitous this is. Groucho Marx said, "Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana."
Oh,
that's nuts. I'm telling you, it's nuts, like pistachios, you know?
Did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now.
Oh, no. No, he's all right now.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? 10 tickles.
Oh, how about this one? A boiled egg every morning is hard to beat.
Would be pretty. That's good.
That one doesn't bother me so much. The politician is not one for Indian food, but he's good at currying favors.
Currying favors.
A chicken crossing the road is truly poultry in motion. It's supposed to be poetry in motion. I want to make it right. Oh, the other day, I held the door open for a clown. He thought it was a nice jester. See, there's bad spelling. That's what makes me, that's where my heart just goes crazy.
Well, how about this one? Why was King Arthur's army too tired to fight? They had too many sleepless nights. Oh man.
Two pianists had a good marriage. They were always in accord.
Oh wow. That was so bad it was good.
Yeah. I was struggling to figure out how lightning works. Then it struck me.
It struck me.
The grammarian was very logical. He had a lot of comma sense. What do you call a person rabid with wordplay? An energizer punny.
Oh, no. Energizer punny.
Yes, these are terrible. How do construction workers party?
Oh.
They raise the roof.
Well, then, all right. So then how about, why was the baby ant confused? Because all his uncles were ants. And you really shouldn't be intimidated by advanced math.
Why?
It's easy as pie.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. When a woman returns...
Oh, go ahead.
When a woman returns new clothing, that's post-traumatic dress syndrome.
Post-traumatic dress syndrome. That's too much.
After hours of waiting for the bowling alley to open, we finally got the ball rolling.
Sure, I drink brake fluid, but I can stop anytime.
Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love, and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was brilliant. Always trust a glue salesman. They tend to stick to their word.
What do you call the wife of a hippie?
Happy?
Mississippi.
That's so stupid. It hurts. This one's this one's bad. Guerrilla warfare is more than just throwing a banana. Oh, yeah. Because they spelled it wrong. Oh, no. I thought Santa was going to be late, but he arrived in the nick of time.
All right. What did the duck say when she purchased new lipstick?
Oh, I know this one. Just put it on my bill.
Put it on my bill.
This goes along with your night story. A bicycle can't stand on its own because it's too tired.
Yeah, too tired. I once met a pig that did karate. We called him Pork Chop. My wife refuses to go to a nude beach with me. I think she's just being close-minded.
Oh. A dog gave birth to puppies near the road, and it was cited for littering. If you don't pay your exorcist, you will get repossessed.
Repossessed. That's a good one.
I like that one. Yeah.
The quickest way to make antifreeze, just steal her blanket.
A pessimist blood type is always B negative.
B negative, yeah.
Two peanuts walked into a bar and one was assaulted.
Assaulted. Oh, no.
Lord have mercy. You know what? It's really, we could do this all day long. There's so many different crazy puns out there.
Oh, it's insane. You can do it even just with stuff in your daily life. If you're paying attention, you can even make up your own. I do it all the time.
I have a really good one though.
Yeah.
What do you call a knight who is afraid to fight? Surrender.
Surrender. I love it.
What do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator.
Investigator. Okay.
Why are teddy bears never hungry?
Why?
They're always stuffed.
Stuffed. God.
Where do polar bears vote?
Where?
The North Pole. Well, somebody better stop me. I'm on a roll now.
I was going to say bad puns. That's how I roll.
A sleeping bull.
What?
A bulldozer. You know why the turkey crossed the road?
Why?
To prove he wasn't chicken. What did the judge say when the skunk walked into the courtroom? Odor in the court. Odor in the court.
Odor in the court. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and step in here and rescue everyone.
I hate puns, and here I am just throwing them out like crazy.
Well, you know, they can be addictive, you know. If we didn't have to get back to it, I wouldn't be jumping in here spoiling the pun. Everybody listening out there, we're really happy you chose to take a break with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit us at beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's beunique.org. And that's no joke.
No joke.
See Bye, you, everybody.
Have a good one.
Have a great day. We'll see you next time.